Muito bem, mas... With your permission. This is Parashat Shmot. This is the beginning of the book that's called the Book of Redemption. So of course the Zohar says that the Torah that was given to us was not given to us to learn about the past, mainly about the present and the future. From the past, you may understand the present and expect the future. So this is Parashah starts with your permission, Ve'ele Shmot Bnei Yisrael Abayim Mitzrayim Ha'et Yaakov Yishuv Yitro Ba'om. What is the translation of this sentence is, those are the names of the children of Yaakov that are coming to Egypt. They're coming together with Yaakov, every person with his own family. And then Torah will read the names, Uven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zebulun, Binyamin, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher. So the Chachamim come and tell us, he says, no, we all do know already where they came to Egypt. In Parashat Vayigash, actually, when Yaakov came down, it says in the Torah that they all came down. So what is the necessity that the Kadosh Baruch Hu has to be right in the Torah, the names of those people that come down to Egypt? Say Chachamim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so-called, Am Yisrael loves the tribe, the Shvatim, and he did tell us while they were alive that they came to Egypt. Now, after they died already, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided he wants to rewrite in the Torah that those people did come to Egypt. I know it already, it's true, you know it, but I want to show you that I love them so much, and therefore, I rewrite in the Torah now, they came out of Egypt. What does it mean? He loved them, then he has to rewrite after they died? So anyway, get to the Torah, let the Chachamim say that this is those two came are hints that the Kadosh Baruch Hu loved them after they died. So the Torah says, well, besides those ones that you counted, excuse me, Yosef was in Egypt. Again come Chachamim and they say, of course, you all do know that Yosef was in Egypt. Why do you have to tell me that Yosef was in Egypt? Chachamim says, you know, the Torah wants to teach you something about Yosef, something that actually we did, maybe know, but the Torah wants to emphasize it. Chachamim says this kind of statement. Yosef is the same Yosef as he was a shepherd for his father, it's the same Yosef that came down to Egypt and became a king, it's the same Yosef that is a holy man. So the first question is, if you want me to know about Yosef, why don't you tell it to me when Yosef is alive? Anyway, I do know about Yosef a little bit, but what I do also know, that Yosef was not a shepherd for his father. If you remember, Parashat Vayeshev, it says, Yosef went to help his brothers, but never took so-called position to be a shepherd. Here comes Chachamim and tell us, you know, Yosef was a shepherd for his father. Yosef was a holy man in Egypt from the beginning to the end. And the Torah emphasizes, must be for a reason, necessary information. So if you skip with your permission after, you know, the whole slavery is going to start, so sentence 15 it says, Vayom HaMelech Mitzrayim Memadot HaYiriyot, Asher Shema Achad Shifra V'Shema Shini Pua. Comes to Gemara and explains those nicknames, Shifra and Pua, really are Yocheved and his daughter Miriam, one opinion. See, at least it's good you know that I'm not alive. They don't see me yawning all the time. Can you imagine? And by the way, they do me alive also. There's a special site. It's called TorahAnytime.com. Over there I'm alive. And the day before I come to the lecture, I yawn in the car all the time. When I get there, I don't yawn. It's embarrassing. You know, people in Afghanistan watch my site, you believe it? In Afghanistan, probably soldiers. So, Pharaoh called up his two midwives, as you have it in Miriam, he tells them, you see, when you help the ladies to have a baby, if the baby is a boy killer, says the Torah, so-called on the surface, what it means is, those midwives were afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they did not do what Pharaoh commanded them and asked them to do. Not only did not kill the children, they did help to give the children some food in case the children had no food, if the mother was poor. And so Pharaoh called up the midwife and he asked them, how come you did such a thing and you gave food for the children? Sounds like Pharaoh is a very nice, merciful gentleman person. Sounds from the Torah that he's a very good person. And all of a sudden, he calls up the midwife, he asks them, how come you did not follow my instructions? You don't ask them how come, you just punish them. He says, no one is able to talk to Pharaoh and just disregard his command. Sounds again from the Torah that Pharaoh is a very nice person. And he calls up the midwife and says, how come he didn't do it? How come he didn't do it? You have to have a reason for that. If he didn't do it, what the king does, he kills you. He puts you in Sibir. But Tamana, they answer him, you should know the Jewish ladies are not like the Egyptian ones. Ki chayot henam, they are like animals. Beterem tavoa lehenam mialedet v'yaladu, before the midwife comes, they already gave birth. Are you for real? I mean, that's how you answer. That's how you answer. Says, are you for real? You think Pharaoh doesn't know the truth? So how come you're a midwife? How come you're the job and you're on the internet and you're in yellow pages? Midwife, you're heaven. He says, why you have this job? He says, before you come, the ladies give birth. He says, why? So why you have this job? And is it true? You think Pharaoh doesn't have his spies, his KGB people? How can you answer this? It's nonsense. You can't answer him. The whole thing is a lie. Aren't you afraid to tell him that? And Paul doesn't mean an answer. You know, he swallows it. Can you imagine? The king of Egypt, he's so naive. He's talking about hundreds of thousands of ladies. Maybe thousands, maybe millions of ladies. He says, the midwife always come after the lady gives birth. Amazing. So Ben Tamin Uziel even says, even one step further, it says what they really told him, when they mentioned to him that the ladies are like animals, they told him, you know, like an animal, when she has to give birth, so the animal prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So those Jewish ladies also, what it means is that they are like animals, not just, you know, simple statement as an animal, it says they act like animals. It means what the animal, whatever the animal does before she gives birth, those are the people that do, the Jewish people do the same thing. So before she gives birth, she prays, and then the baby comes out right away, and then when we arrive, it's already mazal tov. And he swallows it. Aleph is very stupid. Sounds related from the Torah that he's stupid, but I don't think he was so stupid. I'm going to say, you hire two midwives and they come back with this nonsense that every lady gave birth already before they arrived. So comes the Gemara on this page and says like this. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called appreciated very much those ladies. Since they did not kill the babies. HaKadosh Baruch Hu awarded them that Kohen and Levi are going to come from Yocheved, and David HaMelech are going to come from Miriam. If somebody is going to ask you, who is the lady that founded so-called to have Kohanim and Levim, it said Yocheved. I says, why this lady had this marriage to have two children, one is going to be Kohanim and Levi? It says, because she didn't kill babies. She didn't kill babies. By not murdering somebody, you get an award. I says, if you don't do a bad thing, so you get an award. He says, you don't do a bad thing. He says, what do you mean? He says, it says the so-called on the surface, it's not what it says. At the end of the show, we'll see what it means. But on the surface, when you read the text, it says, since those midwives were afraid of God, therefore they did not kill the children, and because they didn't kill the children, HaKadosh Baruch Hu awarded them that Kohen and Levi are going to come from Yocheved, and David HaMelech from Miriam. Just because he didn't kill a baby, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to award you, you're not allowed to kill the baby. Even the Tochachim say, well, maybe they're allowed to kill it because it didn't come out, maybe, yes. But again, for myself, I just don't believe that a Jewish lady is going to kill babies. No such thing. No such thing. Impossible. Impossible. Besides, the Gemara says that the Yocheved at that time was like 128 years old, 129 years old. So, you know, great grandmother should have been. He says, you expect her to go kill babies? Very strange. I don't understand Paul himself. What does Paul think, really? So maybe Paul thinks it, and if he'll command, they listen to him. Maybe. But it doesn't make sense. You don't appoint a Jewish old lady to go kill babies. And if she doesn't kill, you don't expect a Kadosh Baruch Hu to give her a reward because she didn't kill.
What about
Atalia? Atalia, what? She wasn't Jewish, Atalia.
Oh, she was a convert.
Of course not. She was a convert. It's impossible. A Jewish lady cannot do it. If a Jewish lady does it, means she's not Jewish. Vayera Tish Mibet Levi, Vayikach Ebat Levi. Chapter 2, sentence 1, with your permission, it says that this man being destroyed from the house of Levi, he refers to Amram, Moshe's father, went and took back his wife Yocheved after his divorce because of the Gezerah of power that everybody has to be thrown into the Nile. Now, Miriam came back to him, said the Gemara, and told him, listen, God get back to our mother. I think that I see something in my prophecy, that my mother is going to have a baby, that he is going to save on Israel and redeem them. Says the Torah that after 3 months that Moshe was born, she could not hide him anymore because the Egyptians followed everybody and they figure out there's a baby over here. From inside, she put some kind of cement from outside out. She took the baby and she put the baby on the knife. So of course, if somebody would ask a question, halacha question to a rabbi, and since the Nazim are coming, I says the Nazim are coming, they want to kill everybody. I says, may I take my baby? Put him in the back, put him on the street. I says, what is the idea that you have in your head? What is the idea you have in your head? Why you want to do it? A 3-month-old baby, you're going to put him on the Nile. And the Egyptians are looking for every baby. I says, what goes in your mind that you think that this baby is going to survive? What do you think? First of all, he might die from hunger. And secondly, this baby is in the boat on the Nile. So, what do you think? No Jew will pick him up. I mean, the most of the thing can happen is a Goy will pick him up. An Egyptian. So, what do you think the Egyptian will do with it? As far as the Gezerah. So, what you have in your mind is you take this little baby, 3 months old, and so-called that your daughter said he is the Mashiach, and you put him on the Nile. But if Atzavach Otome Rahu V'Lamayah, I say, oh, his sister is standing by to see what can happen, but tell the parole, says the Torah, you should know Bitya, this is the daughter of Pharaoh. By the way, It says in the Zohar, in Gan Eden, so-called in the ladies section, she's the highest. She's all the way on the top. She's on top. Sarah, Rivka, Rachelah. She is in the highest level in Gan Eden. The highest. But now she's still a boy. And she goes down to the Nile. Maybe she wants, the Gemara said, one of the opinions, she goes down to so-called to dip herself in the water, to so-called to convert, it was, even though in those days there was no conversion. But that's what she's trying to do. But she goes along with some girls, and I'll tell her, she saw the back. She opened up the back and she said it's a Jewish boy, the Jewish boy. She comes to Gemara and says, what happened to all the girls that accompanied her? She says to Gemara, all the girls standing by and says, he's a Jewish boy? Are you going to pick him up? You're going to pick him up, you're going to take him to the palace. Your father said that the Jew has to be in the Nile. She says to Gemara, because they were expected. They planned to go back and tell in the city that this girl, the daughter of Pharaoh, picked up a Jewish little boy and she's going to have mercy and take him back to the palace. So therefore an angel came, says the Gemara, and they all fell on the floor in the dark. So now she's by herself. And there's nobody to nurse him. So therefore, after those girls tried to nurse him, but Tomei Achtova Pharaoh elated. So Miriam arrived from her hiding place and she tells him, she tells her, shall I go get a Jewish lady that she could nurse the baby because I see that this baby did not want to nurse and he's crying. But Tomei Achtova Pharaoh elated. Said, go ahead. Of course she went home and she got her mother, Yocheved. But Tomei Achtova Pharaoh elated. So she told him, you know what, take this baby, let's see if you can nurse him. I don't know, she's 130 years old. Obviously, the Gemara says that she looks younger. And I'm going to pay you for that, but you bring me back when he grows up. But you can't actually have a little you have it, took his son, she nursed him. Magdala Yeled, Moshe grew up, it's a question how old he was, maybe 4 or 5. But she brought him back to the palace. Can you imagine? So all over Mitzrayim, the police, KGB, spies, CIA, FBI, she goes, and this Yochemet goes, she's going to the palace. I said, what are you looking for, lady? I said, I'm looking for Bitya, the daughter of Pharaoh. Really? What do you have to do with her? Well, I have for her somebody. I said, who is this? I said, it's a baby boy. A boy. What do you mean, a boy? The power's over there in the office. The whole thing is police. And she's bringing a boy, this is Yochevet looks Jewish, the Gemara said every lady in Mitzrayim looks Jewish. It says she goes to the palace with a boy. It says, who is this boy? It says, this is the lady. Is this the lady's boy? She's not married, but Yabat Pahu, she's not married. So how did you get this boy? Whose boy is this? How did you get this boy? No question. She comes to the palace. Says the Torah, Vahila Levin. The Torah says you should know that boy that was brought now to the palace becomes the son of Batya. What do you mean becomes son of Batya? It says adoption papers. What does it mean he became a son? What does it mean he became a son? That is a son. He's going to be there for a few years and then he's going to run away. So the Torah says you should know when Yocheved comes back and she gives back so-called Moshe to that girl so-called is considered his mother. And therefore the Torah says, she gave him a name. I said, Moshe, at the age of 4 or 5, got a name. His name is Moshe. I said, why his name is Moshe? Rabbi Nezor said his name was not Moshe. Moshe is a translation of a word in old Egyptian that's called Monium. I said, Monium means I took him out of the water. So what it means is if she would have found him in a garbage can, she would call him garbage. The one on the roof, not Rafi Rufi. I said, just because she took him out of the water, what does that have to do with it? Because if you found him on a tree, you call him tree. And besides, with all the respect, I understand she saved him, I understand very nice. But really, actually, his mother is a very holy lady, his father is a very holy man. And obviously, he had the name the Gemara comes that he has in the Moshe Rabbeinu has a lot of names. By his father, by his mother, for Am Yisrael. There's Tuvia, Yekutiel, Yered. There's Tuvia. He has a lot of names. It's not his name for now being Moshe, because that girl, of course, she said to him, I understand. But still, she's a boy. His name is going to be Moshe forever. This is what it's not even doesn't make sense, but just because he took him out of the water. What the water has to do with anything? Because his mother put him on the water. Because his father, his mother will put him someplace else, or call him someplace else.
Why is Arrow
that's
the land
where he lives? So that's where
you're going
to go to. Not only that. Not only that. It's only the beginning of the question. The question is that Moshe eventually is going to come back to Paro, to the palace, and Paro says, excuse me, I remember you. I remember you. 6 years ago, you killed one of my officers. You're the one that started, right? You tried to take my crown one time in the palace. He doesn't know anything to him. He deals with him in a dialogue, you know. That last time he wants to kill him. Now, nothing. Everything's okay. How's it okay? A Jewish boy is walking in the palace, and then the Chachamim say Moshe was a beautiful and very smart little boy. And there's no information that Paro asks his daughter, who is this guy? He's not even married. How'd you get him? I mean, it's not America. How'd you get a little boy walking in the palace? Who is this guy? He didn't look Egyptian. He looked Jewish. The mentor says he looked Jewish. He had some, what do you call it here? Tassalim. I call it Tassalim. Curly hair. And he was sitting on Paro's lap, and Paro asked his daughter, who is this guy? No answer. So what do you mean no answer? Don't look at him, he doesn't look Egyptian. How'd you get this boy? No question. And he grows in the palace until age either 12 or 20. He walks around over there in the palace the whole day, and Paro doesn't even know who he is. What do you mean who he is? How'd you get him? How do you, nothing, no question. And again, 6 years later, he's going to be 8 years old, Moshe comes to the palace, he tells and demands so-called redemption from Israel. Paro says, oh, I remember you. Jail, nothing. With your permission, that after Moshe had to run away, after he killed the Egyptian officer, and Moshe already is in Midian by his father-in-law. This is chapter 2, sentence 23, says, the king of Egypt got Sarat, and in the order to his magicians told him the jacuzzi in Jewish blood would help him. He used to slaughter every morning 150 children, squeeze the blood from them, and take a bath. 150 in the evening. This was the worst of the worst. And then it all says by Yankovni Semin Abdaba Izak Matashana Yasmin Abda, it says they tried so much. So Akadosh Baruch Hu finally heard him. It all says, sentence 24, Vaishmael Kimet Makatam, by his core Kimit Ritot Ransal Yaakov. It says we screamed so much to Akadosh Baruch Hu, then so called Akadosh Baruch Hu heard it, and reminded himself and remembered the treaty that he had with Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. What does it mean? Simple explanation of what it means is that he promised Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov that the children are going to go back to Eretz Israel and he'll have mercy on them. According to Ramban, Ramoshu ben Nachman, he says, excuse me, let me explain to you what is really going behind over here. I says, yes, it's true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did promise us Eretz Yisrael, and did promise us that after 400 years we'll come back. And that's what he told Abraham Avinu. That after 400 years, the children will be strangers in a different country, eventually they'll get to Israel. Says Ramban, it's true. Hashem did promise it. But Hashem promised it to you if your children will follow your method, will be like you. Hashem never had in mind, if you don't behave, take it to Israel. He says, Hashem said, Abraham, you great children, don't be a shuvayna, the fourth generation will come back. If they follow what I expect them to follow. But the Gemara says, Nabi Chazkel said, the next parasha says, that Moshe Rabbeinu came, And Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Israel, we're going to leave the country. They said, the Gemara said, no, they don't want to leave. He said, they enjoy very much the worshipping of Avodah Zarah in Egypt. They're not going to leave Egypt. Not only they're not going to leave Egypt, they will not do Brit Milah in Egypt. They will not leave in Egypt. Says the Rabban, don't expect the Kadosh Baruch Hu to keep his promise. You say, Israel belongs to you, look in the Tanakh. Look in the Tanakh. Israel belongs to you, Hashem gave it to me. Hashem gave it to you if you are the grandson of Abraham Avinu, if you follow his footsteps. Not if Abraham Avinu was this way, and you chose to do certain things, and you have nothing to do with religion, you have nothing to do with your forefathers, you have nothing to do with no business. I'm a Jew because you know it's my heritage. Your heritage is nothing else, says the Rambam. And says the Kadosh Baruch Hu at the end will take us out of Egypt, not because Hashem promised Abraham, because that promise is not valid. This promise is valid only if you are like Abraham, if you follow the emunah, the belief of Abraham Avinu, and his behavior. But if you, worshipping Avodah Zarah, and happy to be in Egypt with all those idol sheep, this is Hashem will never take you. So when you read it, you say, don't involve Hashem's promise in the Bereshit of Amos and Yaakov. It's not true. Hashem did promise, yes. If you behave accordingly, not if you don't behave, if you become a murderer, Hashem doesn't want you in Israel. If you become a thief, Hashem doesn't want you over there. Just because your grandfather was Abraham, you have no right to be there. You have a right to be there if you are Abraham's grandson. So, here comes the Torah and says, you know, Hashem heard the screaming of Am Yisrael. Hashem remembered the treaty. What really Hashem remember? What does it remember? It says, we don't behave, so there's no treaty. The Gemara comes and gives a statement. It says, the Gemara says, you know, you can't use all the time. Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, you can't use them all the time. Because if you don't behave accordingly, there is no right for you to mention your grandparents. Here says, Hashem says, I'm going to redeem them because of this. Chapter 3, the Torah says, all the time, Moshe, I was studying for Ochot Noko and Midian. Moshe used to be a shepherd, but I get a son of Hamel, I will him forever. So he takes the sheep down to the desert, to the Sinai desert. So his father lived in Midian, which is behind the Jordan River. Now the Jordan River, it shows Iraq and Iran. And Moshe goes and he takes the sheep far away. Because he had a lot of sheep in Itor, and Moshe doesn't want them to go on somebody else's property. He takes them to far to the desert. He gets to a place that eventually Hashem is going to give us the Torah on that mountain. All of a sudden he sees a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He sees an angel inside the fire. And the fire is burning in a little bush. The little bush, says the Talmud Yosef, the bush itself was very wet. That actually you can see like somebody watered the bush before. And you see a fire burning inside the bush. And he sees the water. And therefore, he came and he wanted to see what's going on. It's very strange. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to reveal himself to Moshe via this little bush, via this little bush that so-called has some moisture on the leaves and on the branches, and there's a fire. And the question is, why Hashem does such a thing? If Hashem wants to reveal himself, like Hashem revealed himself to Moshe later, like Hashem spoke to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov before, it says Hashem can come to Moshe, says, hello Moshe, how are you? My name is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'd like to talk to you. But you don't have to show a vision of a little bush that has wet leaves, wet branches, and is a fire on time. What's the necessity? Says the Rav, Hashem watching, don't come closer. That's a very holy place, over here you're going to get the Torah. Says, I'm God Almighty. Moshe hid his face. I saw what happened, what's going on in Egypt. I decided to go down to save them from the Egyptians, to take them from this land, Israel. במקום הקנאי והחזיר אומרים את זה, ועתיים זה כל מיני יותר בא אליי, and so they heard it screaming. ואומרים את זה שם, ולוחצים אותה בעשור על Egyptian deep to them, ועתה לך ושלחך על פרעות של מיזם אותם, please, you are the Messiah. You go down to Egypt, go speak to power, take them out. הם משה לאלוקים מהנוכים שכלכת מהראות, and who am I? Could be some of what Mary they have that I should take them. But you know, the first thing you should know is that you're not going by yourself. I'm going with you. Of course you're going with me. What do you think? I'm going by myself. What does Moshe think? He's going to go to power. He's going to go inside the palace. The description of so-called the security around the palace of power was much better than security in Amsterdam. Much better. I don't know if Amsterdam was security at all. But the palace, the way it's being described in the Gemara, in the Midrash, the power had magicians, lions, birds, police, all of them, watching, nobody can enter the palace. Here Hashem comes to Moshe and says, I want you to go to power. Moshe says, what do you think? How am I going to go? Hashem says, don't worry, I'll go with you. So, Moshe, what did you think? You think really that you would go without Hashem? What do you mean Hashem will go with you? It means Hashem will bless you. Or it means Hashem will help you. But whatever it means, maybe it means the Shekhinah will go. But what did you think when Hashem told you you'll be able to enter so-called the palace? Can you just walk into the White House? Of course, it means if Hashem sends you, Hashem is in our company, you, Hashem is going to bless you. So he says, Moshe asked Hashem, how do I go over there? How am I going to go there? How should I do it? Hashem says, don't worry, I'll go with you. So, what do you think? Moshe is 8 years old, he's not a kid. So he's 8 years old now. He knows if Hashem told him to go, it means Hashem is going to help him. He says, so what's the answer? Hashem says, I'm going to go with you. So what do you think, Moshe, you would do it by yourself? And the second question that you ask, that what merit those people have, by the way, you should know this is the mountain that you're standing on. This is the mountain that you're going to get the Torah, the Mishkan. This is the place. This is the merit. You go tell them. But tell them what? You're going to get the Torah over here. They're going to say, what, Moshe, you're a dreamer. You're a dreamer, Moshe. I don't believe you that you saw Hashem. And I don't believe you, what Hashem tells you. That you eventually get the Torah. What Torah? We never heard about the Torah. It's a new concept. Never heard such a thing. Hashem is going to give me a Torah. Can you imagine somebody comes to us today and says, I'm the Mashiach. He says, yeah, I met a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu told me that, you know, in Engel, he's going to come to Englewood on Broad Avenue. And over there, he's going to give you a car. I says, yeah. Of course, Lima. Huh? There's only one Shema in Broad Avenue. So she says to Moshe, go tell them, I'm going to give them what kind of Torah? What do you mean he's going to give you a Torah? They don't believe you. Why should they believe Moshe Rabbeinu? Somebody comes and says, I'm the Mashiach. Then when I was a kid, they said that it was a hospital in next to Bnei Brak, next to Tel Aviv, it's called Gay hospital. It's for the crazy people, you know. Mental, yeah, he's gay, you know, this is mental. So when Ben Gurion, you know, was the smartest ever, so he went over there to see the sick people. So he walked inside. It's a true story, it's not a joke. So Ben Gurion went inside. So one of the people, you know, the crazy people asked him, who are you? He says, who am I? David Ben Gurion! I founded Israel. So the guy said to him, you want to know something? I also started like this. Now I'm here. It's Moshe Rabbeinu. It's nonsense. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come and he's going to say, you know, I'm the Mashiach and I saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me that he's coming with me and he said that he's going to get the Torah over there when he met me. He says, thank you very much. So he comes now the battle between Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't want to go. and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is chapter 4, sentence 14. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very upset with Moshe. prior to it, after Moshe so-called is holding back the redemption for 7 days. And Chachamim blame Moshe for this. Another extra year we had to stay in Egypt because Moshe delayed the redemption that he did argue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 1 week. He would have accepted the mission from the start. He would have gone to Egypt immediately. This was the night of Pesach, a year before. Power will let us go finish, it was to be there. Since he argued with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 1 week, the redemption had to be postponed for 1 year. This is the last thing, it is almost the last thing that he argued with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what? I am going to prove to you and to them that after Moshe said they won't believe me, he said, you know what? What do you get in your hands? What do you have in your hands? I said, I have a stick. And he said, take this stick and throw it on the floor and became a snake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, don't worry about it. Moshe is afraid of snake. And Hashem said, you know, now hold back the snake in his tail, it becomes better stick. You see this, you come to Egypt, you call Olam Israel, you see, can you imagine, you call millions of people, he said, I'm the Mashiach. I said, oh really? He said, listen, 3 tricks I have for you. Hashem showed me 3 things, I want to show you. You see the stick? Here it is. Throw it on the floor, you see a major snake. I pick him up, it becomes a stick. This is the second thing, I told him, put your hand under your arm, take it out. That is, the hand was full of tarak, white spots. Put your hand back under your arm, take it out, no more tarak. That's the second trick. The third trick, it says, go take some water and spill it on the floor, it becomes blood. Finish. It says, if you remember, next is parasha. It says, actually Moshe is going to come to Paro's palace. And Paul asked Moshe and Aaron, can you prove it to me that you are messengers of God? So Moshe said, really, in 1 minute, here, Aaron, throw the stick on the floor, you became a snake. He says, Chachamim, that Paul called his wife, honey, come from the kitchen. He says, where is the stick? She threw the stick on the floor, or the snake, even bigger than this one. So Paul said to Moshe, hold on 1 minute. Get the children from public school, from nursery, 4 years old. He took all the children from the nursery, brought them, each one had a stick in his hand, 4 years old, not 13, not 80. He told the children, can you do the same thing? They took the stick, they threw it on the floor, and all of them became snakes. Then the Torah will tell you that Moshe's snake became a stick and then it swallowed the little snake on the floor. Okay, but here, nothing like this is going to happen. Hashem tells Moshe, go take your stick, go down to Egypt, call Olam Israel, says, I'm the Mashiach. He says, prove it. He says, you see the stick? He says, the stick becomes a snake. He says, listen, all the children puppets who can do it. But it's a proof, nothing. Not only that, if you remember the first Makar, first leg, in Egypt, Moshe came, Aaron took the stick, hit the knife, and the knife became blood. Pharaoh said, big deal, I can do the same thing. And so I will tell you next week, Pharaoh called all the magicians, and all the magicians did the same thing. They went to the supermarket, they took butters, Coca-Cola, orange juice, apple juice, pineapple juice, ginger, any butter, they turned into blood. They laughed at Moshe. Says, what is so big deal? So you need a knife. Okay, we also can turn things into blood. So big deal. Here comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Moshe, you know what? You come to Egypt, you call on Israel. You said, you have 3 tricks to prove yourself that you're the Mashiach. He says, throw the stick on the floor, give me a snake. He says, that's not the proof. Everybody can do it. Second, what do you do? He says, listen, put your hand on the arm. Big deal. He says, what is the third? He says, take some water, turns into blood. Big deal. So everybody will say. Comes the Rambam in his commentary, it says 100%. It's not a proof. Look in the Rambam, if you have a Rambam, Sefer Maday Adon, Hilchot Yesodei HaTorah, Sefer Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say because of the question I just told you. It's a lesson. The tricks you can convince people. The trick is a good thing for circus. You know, somebody comes to you and says, listen, I'm a big rabbi, I think I can do this, I can do this, forget about it. Sefer Rambam is Emunah Shishka Zedofi. It's not Emunah. It's not Emunah. It says, Amar, it's true, it's nothing. So what it says in the Torah? Rambam says, well, really it goes together with the Torah that Hashem will give the Torah, but Rambam doesn't experience it 100%. It's hard to understand the Rambam. If Rambam is from Yiluk over there, the Rambam, the Mefarshim, there are suspicions. Okay, since Moshe is back and forth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called losing his patience with Moshe, Vayicharas Hashem be Moshe, this is sentence 14, Hashem is upset at him. I was thinking that Aaron is going to be the Levi and you'll be the Kohen. Forget about it. You're going to be a Levi and Aaron is the Kohen. He says, what is the difference? Big deal, so I'm not going to be a Kohen, he's a Kohen. I said, Hashem is punishing Moshe, tells him, since you argue with me for 7 days, you're not going to be the Kohen, only Aaron. What is this to do with my argument with you? Take my power away. Don't give me my salary. What does this have to do with the Kohen and the Levi now? Must be a reason Hashem takes him off from the ballot to be a Kohen. You're going to be a Levi because you're arguing. What's the difference? Anyway, Torah said that he's going back to his father-in-law and he's going to Egypt. He's going to Egypt. So he skipped the sentence 20, chapter 4. It says, Vayikach Moshe, Tishtovet Banav, Atimah Lachamor. Moshe takes his wife and his children. He's going to put them on the donkey. Comes to Gemara and says, "This is the donkey of Mashiach. It's the same donkey Abraham Avinu took to Akedat Yitzchak. The same donkey Mashiach will arrive on a white donkey. Don't expect him on the Lexus on a Rolls Royce. Mashiach is going to come on the donkey. There's a secret in it, but the Torah emphasizes you should know Moshe has this donkey. It's not just that Moshe is going to take us out of Egypt." Is having the donkey that Mashiach is going to have. It's a very serious act. It's not just he's going to Egypt, it means this is finished. It's the redemption of Mashiach again. It goes down, it's going to go down to Egypt. It goes down to Egypt. It skips to chapter 24. Sentence 24. It says, so Moshe is going down to Egypt, he has the donkey of the Mashiach. It is wife and his children is going to Egypt to take on Israel. It says the Torah on the way, he went to a hotel. It says the Gemara, what's the hotel business here? It says the Gemara, because Eliezer, his second son, was born, and he did not do Brit Milah yet to his son. Why, says the Gemara? Because after you do Brit Milah, it's not healthy to take the baby on the trip. The baby, Chas Shalom, might get sick. So Moshe delayed the Brit Milah and said, you know what, let's start going over here with the donkey and my wife and my two children. I will go to the hotel and the hotel is going to rest a little bit on the way. Over there I do Brit Milah. Says the Gemara, fine, excellent. Moshe goes, Marriott Hotel. Marriott Hotel, he goes inside. He goes inside the lobby. He goes over there to the reception and says, do you have availability here? He said, yes. Sixth floor. Moshe said, well, my wife is very allergic to smoke of cigar. I want to go upstairs to see if the guy before me smokes in the room. Said the Gemara, in that moment that he said it, that he's going to check the room, said the Torah, Ve'ev Yesheu Hashem, Evakesh Hamito. Said the Gemara, that all of a sudden an angel came in the shape of a snake into the lobby and he's trying to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Torah, what is the concept? Says the Torah, ותיקח תפורה צהובה תיכוס ורב נא, ותגע לרגליו ותמך קרן מתמלאי, ויש מן דבר עבודה לנולות. Says the Gemara, תפורה was very smart. She understood that the problem over here, that Moshe is going to die in a second, is because the delay of Brit Milah. She took a stone, a sharp stone, she did Brit Milah to Eliezer, at that moment also Moshe is okay, they go up to the room, everything is perfect. Almost Moshe, the one that was designated to be Mashiach, that has the donkey of the Mashiach, is almost dead. I said, why are you dead? I said, the Gemara, because when you came inside the hotel, you asked the receptionist, may I see the room upstairs? It affects the Malon Chmila. I said, the Gemara, you should have done the Brit Mila at the lobby. Can you imagine somebody goes into the Sheraton lobby, or Marriott Hotel, with a little baby, 1, 2, 3, Baruch Atah Hashem, they'll call the police. They'll call the police. What's the matter with you? Barbarism. What's the matter with you? In the hotel in the lobby, says the Gemara, you, Moshe, made a big mistake. You delayed the Brit Milah because you went to see the roots for this, you are going to lose Mashiach. Moshe, the one supposed to be Mashiach, to redeem us, is dead. Dead. Is it, why did he die? Hashem killed him. Hashem sent an angel to kill him. This is why? Because he went and he told the receptionist he wants to see the room. For this, he deserves it. The Gemara says, that the Shanim said, from this it's a proof that she is allowed to. You know, the Gemara says better not. How did I get another one? That's the magic. So, Tahrir says, O Matai, the following like this. Is one of the things that can save a person or a nation from tragedies, even though the HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself decided. This is, what is the example? So the example is 3 weeks ago we learned Parashat Mikael, the power had a dream. And in power's dream he saw a disaster. That's going to be 7 years of prosperity in Egypt. And then 7 years of disaster. Comes Yosef to him and tells him, somebody should fix it. You have to appoint somebody very smart. And power appointed Yosef. Appointed Yosef. The first thing what Yosef did is he told the Egyptian people, I will not sell you any grain, any flour, unless you're good miller. Whoever came to purchase any food, so-called from the government, Yosef forced everybody to good miller. It says, Ol Hamid, what do you have from that? What do you have from that that you want everybody to do with Milah? The Goyim anyway. What do you have from that? It says, what is really the secret of Brit Milah that Hashem gave this to Abraham Avinu? Of course, all the Chachamim also asked, if Abraham Avinu, the Gemara says, kept the Rotor, how come Abraham Avinu did not do Brit Milah to himself before? It says, if he kept everything, he should have kept it. It says, no, you wait until Hashem tells him, do Brit Milah. The Rambam wrote 14 books, it's called Yad HaChazaka. One of the books the Rambam wrote, it's called Ahava, love. The word love, that he says, is only a spiritual statement. There's no such thing that you love something physical and you say, I love it. It's not true. You like it, maybe. You enjoy it, but you don't love it. It says in the Torah every time besides one time. Every time you find it in the Torah, the word love. So it means so-called the spirituality power behind that love. Besides one time, Yitzchak loved Esav because Esav used to give him food. And this is what the Zohar said, like, was very upset. Yitzchak almost gave this blessing, this bracha to Esav. So Esav, because he shouldn't. You cannot bless him. He says, why do you want to give him a blessing? He says, because you love him. So why you love him? Because he gives you food. He says, this is totally wrong. So the word love really is only a spiritual statement about something. He says, you should know, the Ramban in his books, that he wrote, his 14 books, he says, one of the books he called love. He says, the first one is called Mada, and the second book is called Ahava. The second book is called Ahava. The first thing is called Mada, a science about so-called universe and what you have, so-called in your brain, to train your brain what to think and what to do. That's the first book. The second book is called Havah Love. In that book of love, as the Rambam writes right over there, the halachot, the laws of the tefillah, of the prayers, the halachot of tefillin, the halachot of tip, and the halachot of Brit Milah. So Brit Milah, he says, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Brit Milah is only what it means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him this to show him that because you love me, I love you. So the Brit Milah, the treaty, is so-called, it is a two-way treaty. Since you love me so much, I love you as well. He says, what is the proof? The proof is Brit Milah. So that's what Rambam writes in his book. He says, under so-called the subject of love, you have Brit Milah. That is, for example, the other halachot, the Rambam is in different books.
But here, it's a special book. It says, this is Brit Milah, it means love. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you because you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's actually, as we say it twice a day, Shema Yisrael, Atayat Hashem Elokecha, Hashem, so-called, wants you to love him. To love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what it means is like this. It says that it means that you have to always imagine what is the most important thing to you in life is, and you wait if it clashes or contradicts what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you at that time. This is the test. So you wake up in the morning, this is what you feel when you wake up on this day. What you feel. This is you feel you want a coffee, you feel you want to read the news, or you feel that you want to go and pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not because I have to pray, because this is my routine life. Because I get up, this is my heritage, get up, you know, go pray. That's a very good level, but that's not the highest level. The highest level is that you should have something inside you that you want to go and pray. That means you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is called, what's called first and what's called second. This is the first. As the HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham Avinu certain things, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it, Abraham Avinu did it early in the morning. And so that shows that you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much. And so listen, you obey the mitzvot, you're a very fine Jew, you do what Hashem tells you, you're a very fine person, but still you don't love Hashem. Love HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that's the highest level. That level can undo and cancel all the decisions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bad things. For example, and so that's the first thing Elul says, you know, Pharaoh has a dream, it's going to be 7 years of disaster, and I said, don't worry about it, I can fix it. Well, how can you fix it? It's from Hashem. You can't fight HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he sees somebody love him so much, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu cancels the best. It says, therefore, Yosef came up with the idea, that every Egyptian has to do Brit Milah. He says, what's the Brit Milah? As Brit Milah will bring you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to love him, that's the job of Brit Milah. It's not Brit Milah just to, you know, because Hashem said to do it. It says Hashem has a purpose to do it. Therefore, before we came out of Egypt, and took it for Shavuot, it says if Amitra went out, Moshe did Brit Milah to everybody. Of course, it's for will tell you that you cannot add the sacrifice of Pesach unless you have Brit Milah. But what's the depth behind it? What does Hashem care if you have Brit Milah? Because if you don't have it, it means you have a blockage that you cannot come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Gemara says, that David HaMelech says that Brit Milah was given to us and you have to do it with happiness. This is what is the part of Brit Milah. What everybody's happy? What's the happiness? Because Brit Milah, what's Brit Milah? What do you have to have? Why are you happy? The baby is crying. What is this? He says, no, you're happy at Brit Milah because Brit Milah is a sign that Hashem loves you. And Hashem, if Hashem loves you, Hashem would cancel all the gezerot. And therefore Yosef made this the first thing. This is called the gezerat Yosef. This is Brit Milah is something, a condition for you to reach a level that everyone doesn't care less if you don't reach the level. But it's for your benefit, it's your privilege. Because then Hashem loves you because you love him. He says he loves you because you love him. And then he cancels everything. By the way, in America, everybody is afraid of number 13. At Chas v'Shalom, somebody owns a building to have a floor number 13. Or to buy a house. At Chas v'Shalom, even a monkey, you can't find number 13 on the street. Number 13 is a curse or something. Nevertheless, in our religion, number 13 is a very powerful number. It's called Shloshet Chemidot Shel Chachamim. I said, in the morning, in the afternoon, we say Tachanun, Hashamnu, Bagadnu, Gazalnu, we've seen. Then we said, Vayavor. I said, Hashem, Kel Rachum Echanun. It's called Shloshet Chemidot, the 13 things, so-called that Hashem himself told Moshe Rabbeinu the following. After we did the golden calf and Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us the forgiveness, Hashem told Moshe, you know what? I want to show you something. I said, what? He said, you have a talit. Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, put talit on. Or Hashem put a talit on. And say those 13 things, I guarantee, I waive all the gezerot.
book number 13. He says the numerical value of the word love in Hebrew Ahava is 30. That's the power. He says in our religion, number 13 is so-called the most blessed number to escape the whole tragedy. It's called love. It's called if you really love HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%, if you love him 100%, Hashem cancels all the gezeirot. And this is what Yosef was the smartest one. So how did Yosef know this? It says Yosef knew it because Yosef, he is the role model of loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us laws. It says, why do you do what Hashem told you to do? Or why don't you do when Hashem tells you not to do? Are you just afraid of punishment? Or because you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much? So if you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much, you'll never betray him. You'll never do anything against him because you love him so much. If you appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Zohar, says the Rambam, his book, he says, listen, if you go outside and you see universe and you see the stars and the moon and the sun and everything that Hashem created, it says, how would you behave and do something that Hashem does not expect? Impossible. The only thing is because you don't respect the Kadibur 100%, you don't love him 100%. So that respect comes with love. It says, if you love a Kadosh Baruch Hu, how can you love him? I don't know him. I don't see him. It says, Rabbi, no, you go outside. You go outside, you look. It says, okay, Hashem gives you Brit Milah. As well as Hashem gives you other ingredients, so via those things you're going to love him. Because he wants you to love him, not because he needs it, it's because you're privileged. If you love him, he loves you. It's a two-way street. If you don't love him, he doesn't love you. He says, you don't care about me, I don't care about you. And that's really what's going to happen. He says, this is really the story, this is Parsha. He says, you see, power is going to give a big gezeirot. Olam Yisrael is going to throw the babies into the Nile, we'll put them in the wall, we'll slaughter 300 babies every day. It's going to give them a lot of work. It says, what's the depth behind it? What happened? It says, I'll tell you what happened. As long as Yosef and his brothers were alive, nothing happened. Now it's going to have power. The tragedy is starting. He says, you know why? I says, the first thing, because they canceled Brit Milah. Besides the tribe of Levi, no one did Brit Milah in Egypt. So big deal. So he says, no, if you don't do Brit Milah, it means you don't love Hashem. If you don't love Hashem, eventually, I'll tell you what you're going to do. Eventually, almost all of Israel, besides Shevet Levi, worship Abu Dazara in Egypt. Not only they worship Abu Dazara in Egypt, and so when Moshe came down and said, we're going to Israel, I said, no, Moshe. We're staying in Egypt. We love it over here. The churches, the bush, at Rockefeller Center, excellent here. We don't need it. We're perfect. You're slaves. It doesn't matter. It's a very nice religion. You want to worship idols. He says, how do you come with this idea? Your grandfather was Abraham Avinu. He says, well, you have no Brit Milah. You have no Brit Milah, there's no love to Hashem. There's no love to Hashem, you worship Abba Dazar. And that's what the whole story that you read. It says, Mitzrayim, Egypt, it's not Egypt, it's you. Because you cancel Brit Milah, you cancel the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the whole parasha is all about. It's about this love. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing us. That here you have the Mashiach, Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, thank you for the Mashiach. He's ready to go to redeem Am Yisrael. He goes to the hotel, he asks the receptionist, may I see the room upstairs? Hashem says, you don't understand. He says, you know why you're going back to Egypt now? They don't deserve to be redeemed. You're going to redeem them is because Abraham, Isaac and Yaakov love me so much. Because they love me, I apply now some love to take the Jewish people out of Egypt. I said, let me tell you something. The key is Brit Milah. No one does Brit Milah in Egypt. I said, okay, Moshe, what about you? I said, okay, you go to the hotel, you come to the hotel. So now you have a test. What you love more? You love the room for your wife, or you love a Kadosh Baruch? I said, the minute he walks into the hotel, he's busy looking for the room.
says the Gemara, ah, Hashem wants to kill you. To kill me, I'm the Mashiach. You don't understand. Mashiach means love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you because you love him. You were chosen to be the Mashiach. How can you be the Mashiach if the first thing that you have in your head is the room upstairs? True. You should have gone into the lobby. He says, excuse me, I need to over here, a private place over here. I have to do something. He says, if you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't postpone. This is Brit Milah, the Gemara says, it's a very important early in the morning. Don't do it in the afternoon, unless you're waking up, unless you have a reason. He says, well, you know, I like to do it in the afternoon. The Gemara says, no, it's not Avraham Avinu. You learn from Avraham Avinu. It's called Avraham Avinu. Avraham loved the Kadosh Baruch Hu so much. He says, whatever mitzvah that you have, he says, you have to show the love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Comes the Gemara and says, the Gemara expects you to have a very nice talit. The Gemara says, you know, you have a nice Sefer Torah. Which means it shows that you love Hashem. He says, if you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he cancels all the Gedorot from you. So it's true. It's true. I don't deserve to be redeemed. I'm going to be redeemed because of my grandfather. He loved Hashem so much. That's a good point. Hashem says to Moshe, you know what? You're right. Let me tell you something. When you come to Egypt, I want you to show Am Yisrael something. It's not going to be a proof that you're the Mashiach. But hopefully they get the message. He says, you see the stick? The stick can turn into a snake. You see the water? The water can turn into blood. The blood is the color red, like a fire. He says, water is a symbol of love. Fire is a symbol of so-called disrespect. Or you should have more respect. He says, this is what the message is to Am Yisrael in Egypt. He says, listen, you want to get out of Egypt? That's the key, you have to love Hashem. It says 2.4 million Jews will die 3 days before we left Egypt, on the bed, in Makat Choshev. 2.4 million people died. He said, what's the problem with those people? He says, those people love to stay in Egypt. He says, instead, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they love the property, they love the real estate in Egypt. He said, we're not moving out, you know, let them move. He says, you're a slave, doesn't matter if I'm a slave. I'm a slave, but I own real estate, I own things, I'm not leaving my house. Ari says, that's what the Torah says. Tafkat Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol modecha. Love HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol modecha, says the Gemara, with all your fortune. You have to wait all the time. He says, let me see if you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than that you love your business, or less than you love your business. This is what comes in the morning. This is what you do first. First you do, you telephone for the business, and then you pray, or first thing you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much and you want to pray. It's called love. It says, the love is only a spiritual statement. There's no such thing as love for physical thing. It's just called desire, or you like it, but it's not a love. It's love is only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means the concept of it. The gate upstairs, the gate upstairs is called the gate of love. It says, you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a show that you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, there is, that's the whole parasha, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to teach you over here, it's lack of love, or the reason for redemption is love. It's not that, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you history, what happened. So let me tell you how it goes. It says, Yosef, the lady tempted Yosef. She wanted to do the same with Yosef. So of course, Yosef doesn't want to do the sin. Hakati l'elokim, he said, I'm not doing the sin. I said, you can explain this act in two ways. One way is that I don't do sins. I'm not going to do sins. Hashem said not to do it. I'm not going to do it. This is a very good thing, Ari says, but this is not the level Hashem expects you to be. It doesn't show that you love Hashem. It only shows that you're afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe you respect him a little bit. He says, let me tell you something. When Hashem calls the midwives, when Torah, sorry, called the midwives, says, listen, kill all the Jewish boys. The Torah says they didn't kill it, and Hashem is going to give them a reward. He says, why? You think Hashem is going to give them a reward because they didn't kill the babies? He says, no. You don't kill the babies from the same concept, Joseph did not do the same. He says, I don't do it because I love Hashem so much. How can I betray him? It's not because Hashem said, no, don't do it. No. This is, I would not do it anyway because of that also. But that's not why I didn't do it. I didn't do it because I respect Hashem so much. And Hashem said not to do it. So I will never betray him. I will never do against him. Not because he's going to punish me. Not because he's God Almighty. Because Hashem is so great. I love him so much. How could I do it? That's what Yosef told the lady. That's what the midwife told Paro. It says, when you have this level, says Paro will not do anything. It says, Paro appointed you. And you didn't do it, Paro is going to come and have a dialogue with you. I said, excuse me, how can I excuse you? She said, they didn't do it, kill them. No, Paro said, you have any good explanation, why don't you do it? He said, let me tell you something. The Jewish ladies are like animals. You know what it means? It means that you, when you are in trouble, you call your lover. Your lover is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, that's what I tell Paro. Listen, when the ladies, they want to give birth, they don't call the doctor. Before they call the doctor, they pray to Hashem. They chose, they trust Hashem so much, they love him so much. It says that answer was sufficient, the power let them alone. It says because they, on that level, how they treated the babies, not because they're afraid that sounds the text of a punishment. It says this kind of respect, so-called, that you're afraid of someone, not because he's going to punish you, because he's so great and big, who am I to be in front of him. This is because of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted them. Says, you know, the Kohen and the Levi are going to come from you. Mrs. Yocheved, Miss Miriam, you're going to be the grandmother of David HaMelech. This is why. Why? Because you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much. You respect him so much. Not because you're afraid to kill a baby. That's what Yosef is, the role model. That's what Torah says, Yosef every time. You should know Yosef is the greatest. From everybody, from all the Shvatim, Yaakov loved him the most. I said, you know why Yaakov loved him the most? Because this guy Yosef loved his father and he loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the spirituality reason. I said, I prove it to you. He became a king and he is the holiest of the holiest, even though he is a king. By the way, Yosef was not a shepherd for his father directly, but he was indirectly. So think about it, Yosef used to be very smart. He used to go to his brothers and give them some advice as how to deal and how to take care of the sheep. What's your business? He says, because I care for my father. I love my father. Again, not my physical father. I love my spiritual father. He says, so much. He says, this is what I do in my life. So now you should know this is really the story of Yocheved. Since the Torah will tell you that Yocheved reaches such a high level that she loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since Moshe Rabbeinu was born, she takes and put him in the box. She put the box in the Nile. He says, what are you putting your son in the box on the Nile? He'll die in a few minutes. And what else do you think? Even if he won't die, no Jews will pick it up. He says, the boy will pick it up. The Jews will go pick it up. He'll kill him. He'll choke him anyway. He says, nothing can happen. If you are in that level that you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not let you go. Can be Gezerot on Egypt, Yosef can undo the Gezerot. Can be Gezerot on Moshe, his mother will undo. Wait to see how far it goes. Here comes the daughter of Paro, Bita, the daughter of Paro. Can you imagine the daughter of this guy, the creator of the Gezerot, she goes over the night and sees the back. She sees the back of the night and says, Jewish boy. She says, what is a Jewish boy? What is a Jewish boy? Your father said, you're Jewish boys. It says, well, I don't listen to my father. I says, take the baby. She takes the baby. She gives it to Yocheved. She gives it to Yocheved, and then at age 4 or 5, Yocheved brings back Moshe. Takes him to the palace. Yocheved comes to the palace, and he says, and the guard says, what you have? He says, I have the little boy. He says, who is this boy? He has a birth certificate? No, he lost it. Sounds familiar. He lost the birth certificate. He can't find it. He says, who is this? Don't know. Take it. It's for the daughter of Paro. Daughter of Paro, she's not married. She was never pregnant. How do you have this baby? Who is this guy? No question. Moshe goes in the palace. Moshe goes in the palace. He runs around the palace. He goes to Paro. He takes the crown off. He says, who is this boy? Who is this? Until age 20, he is in the palace. No one knows who he is. No one knows who he is. Not only that, the Torah says, you know, she, so-called, is his mother. She would give the name Moshe. says, you know why? She took him out from the water because the water is a symbol of love. She loved the Kadosh Baruch Hu so much. She decided upon herself, says the Gemara, so-called to convert. She's going to dip herself in the mikveh in the Nile. It says, I love. I said, what do you know about God? What do you know? I have no idea. I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send her down, and the minute this Moshe is going to be in the box, and she's going to take Moshe, and she's going to save Moshe, and she is in Gan Eden, Cesare, in the highest place in Gan Eden, because the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so much that she had, a so-called, as the daughter of Pharaoh, she's not afraid of her father, she's going to grow Moshe. In the palace, she'll save him, she will stand in front of all the girls that tell her, what are you doing? Your father commanded to kill all the Jewish boys and you're going to take him into the palace? He says, I love God. He says, if you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much, nothing will happen to you. That's the message Ariel says, that this is Yocheved, this is Yosef, this is Bat Yavat Baro. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask Moshe, this Moshe, I'm going to reveal myself to you. He says, I'm going to reveal myself to you in the bush. So the bush will have moss on the leaves. It says like water, and it's going to be a fire. And it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu can be either or, either water or fire. It depends. If you love him, it's like water. If you don't respect him, if you do what you want, it's a fire. It says that this is the message that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to tell us. It says, Moshe, you're going to Egypt. You take on Israel. Moshe says, I can't do it. Moshe said, listen to me. You just tell them one thing. Tell them that I'm going to give them the Torah. As we say every day, Sha'arit Navit, we emphasize, Avat Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you love. Like you love without stop. Bnei Israel, Bnei Israel, you love Am Israel. Torah, Mitzvot, he gave us the Torah. The Torah is the condition to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As is Brit Milah, is first step, when the baby is born, it says when the baby starts talking, the Gemara says, teach the baby Torah Tivag Moshe, to teach the baby that sentence. The first sentence as you teach your baby is Torah Tivalanu Moshe Morashat Kilat Yaakov. It says, Moshe gave us the Torah. It says, what if I teach the baby this, the first thing? What if I teach that? Because again, after he had Brit Milah, that this shows really the goal and the test, what you have to reach in this life, so-called to escape all the Gezerot, it says this is Brit Milah, and the second step is the Torah. It says, go tell them Israel, you know, I love them so much, I'm going to give them the Torah. It says, when you just tell them in the ear, it says that they're going to hear about the Torah, it says, penetrate inside them, they'll hear love. They hear love. They will understand maybe they have to love me. Eventually, the ones that left Egypt is the one that loved the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They had the Brit Milah, they accepted the mitzvot of Korban Pesach 22 mitzvot, and they left Egypt. It's not they left Egypt, it's Exodus, it's redemption. It's the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu via the Brit Milah of the people. And so the minute they canceled Brit Milah in Egypt, all the tragedy started. Until they canceled Brit Milah, everybody was living in Egypt. Perfect, even though there's a Gezerah of Avraham Avinu, you should be a slave, it doesn't matter. If you have love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no such thing, something will happen to you. Here you, Moshe, you argue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much, I should say, you want to know something, Moshe? I don't think that you deserve to be a Kohen, because the Kohen is the symbol of love. It should be a Levi. A Levi is not the symbol of love, the symbol of respect, not the highest level. You see, if you argue with me for 7 days, you don't want, forget about it. After all, that we're going to read this Shabbat, the Minhag HaSfaradim is Divrei Yirmiyahu, it's the first chapter in Yirmiyahu. I said at the end of the chapter, Yirmiyahu said, second, the beginning of the second chapter, the end of the first chapter, Yirmiyahu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells me to tell you that he loves you so much because you love him. I says, well, what did it say? It says, that when we came out of Egypt, we didn't ask any questions. We didn't ask how we're going to survive in the desert. It says we trusted HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%. It says this is the message of this week's parasha. It's not the history to read what happened in Egypt. It's not what happened in Egypt. What's going to happen to us? How to survive? It says love is number 13. So there's a new, what do you call it?
segula in the market. It says that people need Yeshua. It says to say chapter number 13 in Tehillim. It says 10 times every day. It's a very short chapter for 13 days. And I really know personally people had so-called big success in certain things after they did it. Because for us, number 13 is a symbol of love. And if we say number 13, Hashem sees it, we love him, he loves us. If you love him, it's like a Kadosh Baruch Hu so-called take you out of the difficulties. And this is what the Rabbi says as well. Says, don't read this parasha. You know, oh, Egypt, I know what happened in Egypt. Now what do you know what happened in Egypt? What caused the tragedy that power slaughters 300 boys every day, children? It's not because he's cruel, it's because you so-called cut the love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You cancel Brit Milah. This is Brit Milah is the blood that the Ma'ichev, the Ma'ichai. Therefore, that was the last message. The power slaughtered every day 300 babies, took the blood out, and takes a bath in the blood. He says, what's the idea? Says the magician said to him that if you do it, he will heal himself. He won't have this sickness on his skin. This really, you mean it, it's true. When I read it, you know, it's a message from Hashem. He says, since you don't do Brit Milah, it says the blood that's supposed to come out in the Brit Milah, here it is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hints you, it says 300 babies are going to be slaughtered every day. It says the whole thing is messages to get us back, so-called, on the path of loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Rambam says, you know, when you do the mitzvot, you have chalit, you have to have nice chalit, you have to have nice sukkah, nice lulav, it says of all the mitzvot that you do, it shows if you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you don't do something that Hashem told you not to do, it's not because Hashem is going to punish me, and if I do it, it's the goal of it is that I don't do it, because how could I do it if I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much? I said, it's the level that you have it in yourself, that's what I want to tell you. The Shvatim also, Hashem loves them. I said, Hashem loves them after they die. It means like this, it means that it's a proof from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he loves the Shvatim. He says, what do you mean? Because they love him. They don't love him as much as Yosef, but they love him. Here Hashem starts this book. He says, Esh Mitzvah Mitzrayimah. He says, let me tell you, those are the names. I know the names. No, you don't understand. He says, I'm not the dead, but I love them after the die. What do you mean you love them after the die? Because love doesn't stop. Love, if it's a physical thing, it stops after the physical thing is over. But if it's a spiritual thing, love never stops. Here Hashem said, you know what? I'm having a proof for you. What love is all about. I love the Shvatim, even the dead, I love them. The Yosef is so-called in the highest level. He loves everybody. Here comes Yocheved and Miriam, it's at the same level. They love HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much. Here comes Bitya Bat Paola, she loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much. I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Moshe, listen, I love you very much. Here it is. Can you go down to Egypt? He says, I'm going down to Egypt. You do Brit Milah. After you're going to check the room in the hotel, it means you don't love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The test is, what's more important for you? The room in the hotel or HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You come to the hotel, the first thing you pray in the hotel. The first thing you do with me around there, you know, okay, I'm going to check it out, I'm going to check it out, I'm going to go to the room, I'm going to pray. So the first thing, where can I pray? It says the Rambam, this is the test. It's called the Book of Ahava, the Book of Love, to save us and to redeem us from Rabbi Menon.